In short, sales tax receipts for the second quarter of 2009, the months of April, May, and June, are down 15% over the same quarter last year. The loss in revenue to the city amounts to something over $400,000. The city finance department breaks down sales tax receipts into several categories. The steepest decline overall was in services, down 28%, which Wolf attributed to anticipated declines in the charter industry. One serious decline was not anticipated in the finance department.
The big surprise that hit that we had to go, I had to talk to the assembly about last night, was take a look about the fourth exemption down is sales to seniors. 2 years ago, there's a little over $3 million in the second quarter. Last year was 3.2. This year went down to 2.4. All of a sudden, the seniors have stopped buying. And I think I have heard stories from my parents when they were alive, heard stories from my grandparents, how they went through the Depression. And I think there's people starting to reel things back in. I think we're officially sick as in a recession. It has hit us.
The spreadsheet Wolf distributed to the chamber audience had other evidence to support his claim that the recession was officially here. It showed retail trade was down about 13%, which by itself was not alarming. Wolf steered the audience to the $1,000 sales tax cap.
The other big hit that probably hits a lot of the business people here is the second one from the bottom. The over the 1,000 sales took a decrease of almost 40%. So the big ticket items are no longer being bought in the second quarter compared to last year. A lot of that could be charter industry. Then you're also looking at furs, jewelry, cars, boats, motors. From this, it's telling me that people are slowing down and not buying the big ticket items anymore.
The declines so far have not cost city government much. Wolf humored the chamber audience by saying he would be brief so as not to give people the chance to throw things at him. But the city finance department has a reputation for conservative management. Wolf actually anticipated the downturn's arrival in Sitka, just not its extent. As things stand now, the city's $50-plus million budget for 2010 is only down $138,000, with over $4 million in reserves. Wolf said the city remains financially healthy. Wolf told the chamber he factored in the expected decrease in cruise ship passengers this summer when he built the current budget. He had also learned that charter bookings were down 30% this summer, and he knew that Alaskans would not likely see a permanent fund dividend over $3,000 again anytime soon. But Wolf said he did not anticipate that some charter businesses would actually shut down. He said a few had already submitted their final tax returns, and that Sitka would see a loss of 90,000 cruise passengers next year. This is the first sustained downward trend in Wolf's 16 years in the finance department. If all the downward trends continue, Wolf said the 2011 budget cycle, which begins with assembly negotiations next January, was going to be difficult.
There will be some serious discussions going on how we're going to come through this, and I can foresee that there will be less people at the city. Whether people leave us and we don't fill the jobs, or we have to end up, God forbid, have to do a layoff.
Wolf said the draft 2011 budget could begin $750,000 in the hole. Not all the sales tax data was bad news. The department's spreadsheet also showed substantial increases in sales to people living outside of Sitka, as well as sales to government-supported agencies. Residential rents also climbed significantly over the second quarter last year, and while these sales are exempt from the tax and represent no income to the city, they suggest that commerce is occurring despite the decrease in sales tax receipts. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.